Kevin and Jake, and today we have a special.
What's up, guys? I'm Charlie Hauser. I have a lot of knowledge on conspiracy theories, and I'm blessed to be a part of this podcast here today.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. This is
very, very happy.
Yeah,
this is a good day.
This is going to be a good one. We originally recorded this like 3 days ago, and the audio was all fucked up, so we're doing it again. But you know, more time, it's just going to be better than it was the first time. So I say we dive right in.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, have heard Jake and I talk about, and I've seen on my conspiracy theories private story, the this video called Fall of Cabal Parts 1 through 10. It's about a 3 hour long video, and it's pretty long, but it really opens your eyes to everything. It covers anything you can think of, from the tragedy of 9/11 to how the migrant caravan was actually faked, and it
goes all the way up into, you know, how the elites could potentially be, you know, terrible people.
Yeah, it really just covers everything. And you know, one of the names in the video that keeps coming up is the Rothschild family. Jake, what do you know about the Rothschild family?
Well, the Rothschild family is a very, very, very wealthy family in the world.
Some say they have over $7 trillion.
Yeah, and I'm not saying in the U.S. I'm saying in the world. Like, these people are rich, rich, and it's known everywhere.
True. My family in Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
So the Rothschild family, fun fact, funded both sides of every war since Napoleon. If you know anything about Napoleon was here like 300 years ago. So that's fucking... This every bank in the world, from Federal Reserve to small town banks, they own all of them. And interesting that one family has all that power. And don't they do some school system?
Not the Rothschilds, but the Rockefellers.
No, people though. Anyway, so there's one descendant of the Rothschild family that really sticks out to me. And his name is James Elefantis. If you don't know who this is, he's the owner of Comet Pizza, which was started in 2006.
Down in Washington, D.C.
Yep. And if you don't know anything about Comet Pizza, it's most famous for the Pizzagate. And if you don't know anything about that, it's allegedly, and there's a lot of proof behind this, believe it or not, it's a... child trafficking, like, century. A lot of wealthy go there and
yeah, you could, like, people like Hillary Clinton was a big name that was shown and dragged into this whole Pizzagate thing along with Obama.
Yeah,
some horrifying things in there.
No, there really are. I think we should get right into it. So James Elefantis in 2006, he didn't have much when he first started the company. 6 years, 2012, he was ranked on the 50 most powerful in Washington. How the fuck you become that powerful and have that much pizza place? That does not make sense at all.
I mean, just to like emphasize on, you know, who this guy is. The thing that's interesting is that he's part of this family that has money, but he kind of, you know, when he first started out Comet Pizza, he wasn't that wealthy. Like, he didn't have much. He was just coming out of, I think he was coming out of college, or he didn't go to college.
He was a college dropout, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think he was in college and he dropped out or something like that to start Comet Pizza. Which is interesting because...
And 6 years after it was started, it's 48 on the 50 most powerful people.
And then, I mean, in Washington, D.C., too. I mean, like, that is an incredible place to have power. And somehow he rose up that quickly.
Yeah, the capital of our fucking country. And the owner of a pizza place has that much power. So if that doesn't get you thinking.
Dude, it's honestly just too funny.
it's ridiculous. Yeah. How the fuck?
It's like they think we're stupid or something.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So if you look up pictures of Comet Pizza, and this is all over the video we watched when they go over to the Pizza Gate. Comet Pizza displays art of various cultures, such as pornography, cannibalism, nude children, dead children, children getting raped. It's like, and this is supposed to be a family-friendly pizza place. So, Elefantis, the owner of Comet Pizza, is friends with the Podesta brothers. And if you don't know who the Podesta brothers are, one of them, Tony Podesta, collects art. He's the work of a Dutch artist who paints and takes pictures of children. Well, there's a picture of a butt-naked kid spooning a clay troll in a bed. And this is in Podesta's house. And there's a sculpture that depicts Dahmer, an infamous serial killer who used to and leave them positions. There's a hanging in this dude's house, one of Dahmer's victims.
I mean, and then this artwork is, you know, put up in Comet Pizza.
Which is a family-friendly place, allegedly. So there's pictures in the place of kids in cages with tape over their mouths. Podesta has a painting of a naked girl laying in a blood in the middle of a grass field. And if that, like, that's it's wildly, just, yeah, it's wildly disturbing.
Kevin, I know of, you know, I don't remember their names, but, you know, some of the artists that he hung up in the in Comet Pizza, the artwork was actually made by women that were raped as children and were,
yes, and they experienced, and
they were tortured, and they're trying to express what they feel through artwork, and that artwork's getting hung at this pizza joint.
Yeah.
Whole lot. And I think you guys all know about this, but there's pictures in the security footage of kids laying on the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Down in the basement. And it's just hard to even look at.
So so if that's not weird enough, one, you should get checked out. But two, there was leaked emails from Podesta to Clinton and Obama and Epstein and other famous and powerful people. And so the woman in this video that we watched, Fall Cabal, and I'll put the link to it in the description of this video, and I'll put the point to skip to if you want to watch about Pizzagate. But there's an email chain between Elefantis, Podesta, Hillary, and Obama. And there are code words for different things. Hot dog is a code word for boy. Pizza is a code word for girl. Cheese is little girl. Pasta is little boy. Ice cream is male prostitute. Walnut or nuts is a person of color. Map is semen. And sauce is orgy. So there's an email exchange between Podesta, Obama, and Clinton. And Hillary Clinton, I know Bill's involved, but this was with Hillary. And so Hillary emails President Obama at the time. And this is after Obama reportedly ordered a bunch of hot dogs and cheese pizzas to the White House. Code words, he ordered a bunch of boys and little girls to his house, to the White House at 3 a.m. And Hillary responds to the email pretty heated. And she's like, you got to keep like this in our special like meeting spot. Like, you can't just be going around this shit, blah, blah, blah. And really showing us what's going on.
And I mean, I know she talks about, she says, if you don't do this, this will be our downfall, which is just an interesting pick, like choice of words. Like,
yeah,
like it's going to be the downfall of like, of all of this. Like, that's one point that I really thought was a key word into, you know, what's actually going on.
Exactly. And so if we link this back to the Rothschilds, and like we said, Alifantis is a Rothschild. The Rothschilds are a big part of major media, and the Clintons are, or the Clinton Foundation is the number one funder of CNN. So many of you had definitely heard about Pizzagate when Hillary was running against Trump in the 2016 election. And this was probably like talked about for like a week or so, and then no one talked about it. Why no one talked about it? Because the Clintons fund CNN. There's four major companies that fund all of major media, from ABC News to NBC News, Fox News,
Fox, yeah, everyone,
CNN. They're all owned by four major companies.
That's it. That's it. That's all. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so they control what we hear and what we basically talk about. And they basically control our opinions on things, but just by the way that they deliver their information. And it's honestly disgusting that people with this much status in our country can get away with something so heinous.
The people that deliver the news, Kevin, if they speak out against anything, like you, I've seen, like they get killed. I know there was a news anchor that spoke out against.
Yep.
This, you know. Yep. You know, he didn't. He was saying like, I was told what to say. I did not report the news correctly. Like, and I'm sorry for this. And he tried to speak out against it. And a week later, he dies of either of a suicide. But like, did he actually kill himself?
Yeah, suicide. Or, like, bullshit.
Oh, it's insane.
Everyone that has all these suicide and heart attacks, like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, like what's his face, Epstein? You think he really killed himself? No, that dude was about to tell you what was really going on. He was on fucking suicide watch in a max security prison. There's no way he could have killed himself.
And I mean, with the cameras not being down. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up, and it's ridiculous.
And now going back to the Pizzagate. If you look at the logos on the pizza boxes, it's literally the pedophile logo.
Yeah.
And interesting enough, good point, little Hauser, that logo was changed as soon as Pizzagate became a thing.
Yep.
That logo was changed and changed so that it wasn't the pedophilia sign. Just quick little fun fact.
And people think that Comet Pizza does this and goes along with these things for publicity, but that doesn't even make sense, because that is a ridiculous publicity stunt. Like, there's no way you literally admit to sex trafficking and torturing little kids and whatever, and like paying and having wealthy elites pay to have year-old girls. That's not a publicity stunt at all.
I think the power is getting to these people's heads.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And they think and they know they can play with it because they control what we hear on the news.
Yeah. And what they like to do also is, I saw some girl like come out and also speak on the Pizzagate thing. She was one of the first people. And then all the major media outlets just deemed her as crazy. They're like, oh yeah, like this chick's crazy. Like, you can't listen to her. And like, that's what they do. They just, they call you crazy, and then they just push you to the side.
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, because it's not political. It's not correct. Like, you're if you don't listen to the news, you're not politically correct. If you don't believe everything they say, you're not like politically correct. Like, that's what they're pushing nowadays. That we have to rely on the news.
Yeah.
For like we shouldn't rely on the news. We should think for ourselves and critically think about things. Like, that's what they're trying to take away. Exactly. And you know, that is one big movement towards like a communistic country, and like they control everything, like the government controls everything.
Yeah.
Side note that I kind of want to get into quick, just about communism. You know, I was eating dinner a couple nights ago, and
as one does,
I was as one does. And I was at an Italian place, and the owner came up to us and just was making sure that he was like, "Oh yeah, is everything going good?" Like, just checking to making sure like his food was good.
Of course.
And he actually started to like explain, you know, that he was from a communistic country originally, and that, you know, he looked at me and I was next to my girlfriend, and he looked at both of us and said, "I hope that you two," because, you know, we're young, said, "I hope that you two know like what's going on right now, like in our world, basically, because the media doesn't show what's going on in the communistic countries."
Yeah.
They don't show that. They pretend that, like, we don't see that.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part. Like, totally. And he even said that. He goes, "You guys don't, like, they don't show what goes on. Like, you guys have no idea what I've been through. I moved to America 23 years ago, and it was the best decision of my life, and now I'm scared that America is going to turn into a communist country." Like, yeah. And hearing that from someone that's not from here is just, like, it's weird, almost, in a way. You're like, whoa, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one point of, like, major media that I just wanted to show you. Like, they don't show you. Like, we don't know news about other countries. I mean, all the other countries know what's going on in the U.S., but we have no idea what's going on. Like, you couldn't even tell me what's going on in Europe today. But I bet Europe could tell you exactly what's going on in America right now. Like, yeah. They know everything.
Like, we're exposing us. It's like, it's a disaster. I mean, yeah, just look at China. China, communism. They had the whole thing going on with, the revolts.
Yep.
And then, like, coronavirus, like, that happened, and then, bam, just no one's talking about it. It's just under the carpet. And they just kind of had to submit. And I also, I'm not trying to get into the whole coronavirus thing right now and the whole COVID-19, but that could have been another factor of part of it with China and the whole all
we should definitely
revolts.
Go into the COVID. We should get a COVID.
I think we should. That's a great point, Charlie. Because
if you
didn't know, there's a big rumor going around that Bill Gates started COVID, and if you look it up, COVID-19 is patented on
which means it had to be.
It's man made. It's on the U.S. patent website. If you don't believe us, you can go look it up for yourself. But trust me, like we said in the last video, we do our research. So, holy sunset. Sorry, ADHD moment, but God. Anyway, so if you, in the video, there's this magazine that came out in 96, and it talks about the Kennedy family, and it's an article from Bill Gates. We can get into the Kennedys a little bit in this episode, and we'll definitely get into them in a future episode because there's a lot behind them, but... It says there's a quote from Bill Gates in a magazine from 1996, and it says that there will be a disease that rips across the world that attacks the lungs and will kill thousands. And what disease and it says in 2020, that's the most important part.
That's the key part, in 2020, there
will be a disease that rips across the globe and attacks the lungs and kills thousands. And what disease this year has ripped across the globe and killed thousands, Charlie?
Yeah, coronavirus.
Exactly.
It's a joke.
Exactly. So Bill Gates, we talked a lot more about this, but we can keep it brief and just get to the point. Bill Gates invested in, Jake, you want to get into this actually?
Yeah, so Gates invested into, I think, 7 or 8 different pharmaceutical companies before Corona. I think it was back like September of 2019.
They were like little penny stocks too.
Yeah. So, I mean, these stocks are worth probably like 50 cents each. Nothing crazy. I think he dumped a couple billion into all these stocks. And now, you know, it's pocket change for him. And then, you know, magically these stocks, as soon as Corona hits, these stocks start to really kind of go up and down, like they're inconsistent. And then, you know, one day a pharmaceutical stock will go up like 200% and like out of nowhere. And so Gates, what he was probably doing is just he knew these stocks would start to go and he'd just sell it right at the top and make so much money.
Yeah.
Like, well, and this is while the market's kind of crashing too. Like, the market took a big dip back in March. It had a I'd say it's a minor crash. The Dow was at, I think, around 29,000, came back to like 18,000. Like, we haven't seen that low in a while, or like that drastic of a movement. But I mean, now the Dow freaking bounced right back, and now it's crashing again. It's just interesting with the whole market, but Gates definitely knew what he was doing with investing.
Totally.
Yeah, Gates is, he's definitely a suspect in all this. And yeah, so he's also patenting that. The patent for the virus, I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident that it's patent number 6. Well, there's 3 6s.
Yeah.
It's the mark of the beast, if you just look at it plain and simple. And it's insane. It's like they really think I'm not getting a vaccine, and I know that for sure. I don't know about you guys. But
we can't even get into the vaccine.
Yeah. We gotta get Tony Cambites on here, the famous anti vax.
Yeah, we got a good friend that's a definite big anti vax. Takes about 500 vitamins a day, though.
At least.
Weird side note, I am eating pizza right now. And the kind that you actually eat for me.
No, he's not eating a little girl.
Yeah.
Don't jump out of your seats.
But weird side note there.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the overview on Pizzagate. Like I said, we'll put the description to it, or the link to it, in the description of this episode. I'll put what you need to skip to watch about it.
Yeah,
but real quick,
just to add one more thing onto the whole Pizzagate thing.
Yeah,
Obama had a hot dog party that was $65,000.
Yeah,
how much does a hot dog cost?
Like $3 in New York. Probably $3. You can get it for cheaper, maybe like $120.
Yeah, unless this dude's the glizzy god.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, there's
no way Obama is eating that many hot dogs.
$65,000 worth of hot dogs.
I mean, he was also photographed on his Instagram at Comet Pizza, which I thought was funny. might as well tell the public, like, hey, I'm here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially what the guy posted on his Instagram. That guy was posting some weird stuff.
Who, Elefantis?
Yeah, that was some of the stuff he posted on his own.
Yeah, he was like crawling on the floor of his pizza place, covered in like fake blood, ass like, naked.
Like, yeah. What is this guy doing?
There's a picture on there which actually had me laughing, of a of some like cartoon cock that's fucking shooting out pizzas.
Yeah,
it's like, this dude's a certified freak.
Yeah. I mean, that's how some of them are. Like, I think that he just shows that he's a freak, and some of these other, you know, higher ups don't, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
And Epstein's house is a picture of Bill Clinton in a dress. And I guess Clinton's just okay with that. So there's some freaky shit going on there.
Totally. Totally.
That's kind of weird. Did not know that one.
Yeah. It's really weird. So, you know, that's episode 2, Pizzagate. Next one, we'll be covering more of the fall of the cabal. We're going to be really dissecting this whole video, so you don't have to. I mean, we strongly suggest you watch it. It is long, spread it out over a few days. But if you don't want to watch it, we'll be breaking it down the next few episodes and telling you what you need to know to stay updated. And really know what's going on, not listen to the bullshit that the media has been telling us.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for coming on, Charlie. It was good.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Great addition.
Definitely gonna have to pop out to some more. You know your stuff, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'll get some more research in there and hopefully make some good points. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed being on the show. Thank you guys.
A little bit of a shorter show today, but that's just because we wanted to really, you know, dive into one topic at a time. I think that's
We want to really rip this one apart because there's a lot more to this than we didn't want to put this into multiple episodes. Like, we wanted to really just rip this one in one. So that's Pizzagate for you. If you don't believe us, then fuck you, because it happens. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon. Have a beautiful fucking weekend.